Use number 2446, Timon Vastenbosch.
Mr. Chairman, I would like that we recommend approval of conditional use 2446 for Timon Vastenbosch for greenhouses and employee housing based upon the record made during the public hearing and the following reasons. One, the property is in a zoned AR1, agricultural residential. The proposed use will consist with a large greenhouses with accessory and support uses of the facilities, including employee housing, package housing for packaging the products grown in the greenhouses, irrigation ponds, water tanks, storage tanks, and other uses and structures necessary to support the primary use of the large commercial greenhouse facility. Two, the site is located along Route 404 bypass around Bridgeville, which is an appropriate location for a large-scale agricultural use within its inherent trucking needs like this project. Three, the location is in the area of Sussex County, just outside of Bridgeville, that has evolved with multiple large-scale agricultural uses over many decades, including O.A. Newton's facility, Purdue Farms, grain storage facilities, T.S. Smith's agricultural operation and store, and more recently, Mount Air Farms plans to develop its own grain storage facilities and railway spur. This use is consistent with the ongoing scale at large-scale agricultural use in the area of Sussex County. The property is designated as developing area of Sussex County's future land use map. This use is appropriate within the area according to the map. Five, the property is adjacent to the town of Bridgeville, and the town has submitted a letter in support of the application stating that proposed application fits well with the surrounding properties, as this area is already primarily composed of large-scale commercial, industrial, and agricultural uses. Also in the design or designated as such future land use map 10-3 in our 2018 comprehensive plan. The town also recognizes that this use is consistent with the history of strawberry production, noting that Bridgeville was once known as the June strawberry capital of the world following the construction of H.P. Cannon and Sons produce packing. The town strongly supports this application right next to its borders. Six, the Secretary of the State of Delaware, the Secretary of the Delaware Department of Agriculture has supported this application, stating in this letter to the commission that the application will focus on the production of strawberries using the newest greenhouse technologies from the Netherlands. Bosch grows sustainable technologies enable year-round local food production that conserves water resources, reduces agricultural inputs and carbon sourced energy use, decreases food transportation miles to consumers that target zero waste. The Secretary concluded in his letter with a statement, Bosch growers will be a valuable addition to Delaware's economy and agricultural industry. I am pleased to offer the Department of Agriculture support. Several state legislatures also have provided support for this project. Seven, the Department of Transportation has determined that the traffic generated by this use will be
negligible.
Yeah, there you go.
Del dot word.
Yeah, del dot word, big one. Number eight, there was nothing to nothing in the record to suggest that the use will have any adverse impacts upon neighboring or adjacent properties or residents or visitors to the Sussex County. Nine, the proposed use supports one of the primary goals of Sussex County is to conserve the county's agricultural economy. It also complies with comprehensive plans, vision statements, which we appreciate and seek to preserve the Sussex County's unique natural history and agricultural character while fostering new economic opportunities, community vitality, and desirable growth through strategic investments and effective use of county resources. Sorry, I'm struggling, everybody here. Number 10, the recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the primary use shall be large commercial industrial greenhouses for growing fruits and vegetables with accessory and support uses for facility, including employee housing, packing houses for packing the products grown in the greenhouses, irrigation ponds, water tanks, storage tanks, and other uses and structures necessary to support this primary use of the large greenhouse facility. B, storage of materials and equipment associated with the well, this shall be permitted. The storage area shall be shown on the final site plan. C, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The final site plan shall contain the approval of Sussex County Conservation District for the designation and location of the stormwater management areas and erosion and sediment control facilities. D, this project shall comply with all DLDOT entrances and roadway improvement requirements. E, there shall be adequate parking on the site in compliance with parking requirements contained in the Sussex County Zoning Code. The location of the vehicle parking shall be also shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. F, one lighted sign shall be permitted. It shall not exceed 32 square feet on each side. G, any dumpsters on or trash containers shall be screened from the view of the neighboring properties and roadways. The location of these trash containers shall be shown on the final site plan. H, all security lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties and roadways. I, a revised preliminary site plan either depicting or noting that these conditions shall be submitted to the Planning and Zoning Office. J, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
I second the motion.
Whew, that was a long one.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2446, Tim and Vasten Bosch, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. Mr. Butler, how do you vote?
I approve for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and stipulations in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion and to support agriculture and agricultural jobs.
Yeah, and Ms. Wingate?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0. Thank you.